The board not only wants more general funding, they're also asking the state to stop rolling back a property tax rate called the required local effort. Board Chair Paula Wright says stagnant funding doesn't support a growing district.
For instance, in 2007-08 year, districts received $7,306 per student. For 2017-18, we only received $7,296. That's 10 years ago.
A state analysis shows if lawmakers hadn't reduced the rate over the years, districts would be receiving about $800 more per student. The board is also asking the legislature to reverse a 25% reduction in the cap on taxes that pay for school building and maintenance projects. Priority number three, the district wants more money for converting schools into storm shelters, something charters aren't required to do.
That is to prepare for shelters, that is to for repairs, that is to make certain that cots, food, etc. were provided for our citizens.
The district also has to staff the shelters and pay for cleanup. And the district also wants to be able to use so-called best and brightest teacher funding to incentivize teachers to transfer to hard-to-staff schools. Finally, Duval is lobbying against a state education department proposal to raise the SAT and ACT scores required to replace failed state reading tests, and another would do away with an alternative test to the Algebra 1 end-of-course exam, both required for graduation. District staff say the two changes could together prevent about 1,000 students from graduating. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.